Hi, I'm your host, Jade Sewell.
And I'm Angeline Schmelzer.
And we are back with another voice study break.
This one we have a little bit fun for you today. We're going to talk all things games. So first on our list is explaining the rules of Uno as stated on the actual direction sheet. But then we're going to explain how we actually play it. Because, let's face it, who follows the rules that it says on the directions, quote-unquote, sheet? So, I don't have actual Uno with me. I mean, I have a version of Uno. I have the office Uno.
The best Uno.
Yes. Thank you to my mom, who put it in one of her care packages to me. So, that's the one I have here today, but we're just going to start with the object of the game, because I feel like some people are not aware of this. I usually remember it, and then I forget about it from time to time.
Okay, so the object of the game is to get rid of all your cards, is it not?
But there's more.
What more is
so
there?
So object of the game.
Okay.
Be the first player to get rid of all your cards in each round and score points. For the cards your opponents are left holding.
Wait, what?
Points in rounds accumulate, and the first player to reach 500 points wins. Guys, Uno is not meant to be one round.
Well, I've played it in the sense that if you are the last person of the round to get out, you sit out the next round. So say we start with seven people. The last person to put their cards down is out for the next round. Then we're down to six people. Last person to get Uno sits out. Five people, last person to get their cards out, sits until it gets down to two people. Then we play back and forth. And then the final winner is the one who wins that round. So I wonder, realistically, so if you're the first person to say Uno, you're supposed to count up the numbers on your other opponent's cards?
So you're the first person to win. Not only say Uno, but also get rid of that last card.
Mm-hmm.
There are two ways to score it. Hold on, that's further down the sheet. All number cards are of face value. Draw twos are 20 points.
Whoa.
Reverse are 20 points. Skips, 20 points. Wild draw four. And then in this game, there's also a wild Kevin's Famous Chili card. And those three are all worth 50 points. So there are two different ways to score. You either add up your opponent's cards and add that to your score. Or another way to score is to keep a running tally of the points each player is left with at the end of each round. When one player reaches 500 points, the player with the lowest points is the winner. So this is how I would play it with my family,
mm-hmm.
because my dad was very much a rule follower with games. So he would score up our Uno cards. I had no idea what he was doing. You know, I was probably, you know, 5, 6, or 7 at the time. You know, I was just having fun playing Uno. And then whenever somebody would win, we would have to give him his cards and he would do the math and we would just let him.
Truthfully, I'm at least you kind of played true to the original.
Yeah.
I didn't even know math was supposed to be involved.
Right?
And I feel like if more people knew that, less people play the game.
I have never, when playing with friends or even when playing with family members that weren't my dad, we never added up points. It was usually just, hey, you want to play a quick round of Uno? Although, let's face it, guys, it's never quick.
Even if you, like, have short rounds, it ends up getting dragged on until somebody gets sick of it and everyone quits the game.
Right. So that's the first thing for you guys, for everyone.
I do want to say, logistically, I mean, estimating, how many rounds would you have to play with a group of five before someone hit 500, do you think?
It would depend on how many cards each person has. If someone has 20 cards and
that could be a quick
game.
You know,
three of them are reverse, and they have two wilds. You know, they could get up there in points. So, realistically, I don't think it would take that long. It would only take a few rounds, yeah. Depending on the hands of each person
that
game.
Yeah.
So, The next part is the setup, which I don't think a lot of people disagree on, although there might be different ways to figure out who goes first. So the way that it says on the sheet is that each player draws a card. The player that draws the highest number deals. Count any card with a symbol as a zero.
Oh.
And then the dealer shuffles and deals each player 7 cards.
I think that's standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Place the remainder of the deck face down to form a draw pile.
Oh.
So I feel like that's pretty standard. Some people might just start drawing it and they don't really draw card first to see who deals.
I think that in my subconscious, I recognize that that's probably the way to do it. I think generally when I'm playing with friends, we pick a dealer and then go from there. But if you were asking me how I thought the official opening would be, I would probably say that the highest player gets to it. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Logical.
So then the top card of the draw pile is turned over to begin a discard pile. Note, if any of the action cards symbols are turned over to start the discard pile, see functions of action cards for special instructions. I always did it. If it was an action card, or if it was a skip, a reverse, or a draw two, or a wild, I would just put it in a random place in the deck and draw the next card because I didn't know that there were special rules for those cards if it was drawn first.
I don't think we've ever flipped over a card for this
card. Oh, I've always flipped over a card.
Again, yeah. I think I've played much loose. It sounds like you've been playing somewhat competitive Uno. I've never been on that level. I think my family struggles with rules as it is, and I think that's what the beauty of the simplicity of Uno is that it seems self-explanatory. So, no, I think generally we just stack the pile, and then if you need a card, the first person draws it. But, I think in every other card game, you're supposed to discard one, so it would make sense. I just can't say, now I'm overanalyzing it. I don't remember what I've done about this, Angela.
I feel like after this, anyone who's going to be listening is going to be overanalyzing
how they play Uno now.
Yeah. I know I will after I was bored one day and decided to read the directions and was like, this is going to be a podcast.
Yeah.
So
technically, National Uno Day was January 15th, and Board Game Day is April 11th. We're in the middle.
We're kind of
averaging it out. Okay. That's our thinly veiled attempt to connect this to pop culture relevancy.
Sounds good.
We're in the middle.
The Let's Play section. So the person to the left of the dealer starts play. That's pretty standard. Mm-hmm. So the next step is, on your turn, you must match a card from your hand to the card on the top of the discard pile, either by number, color, or symbol. Symbols represent action cards. See functions of action cards. So
that's standard.
That's something everyone knows that. Everyone knows that's how you play Uno. I think that's one of the only rules here that everyone agrees upon. So, and then they give an example. I'm not going to go into that. If you don't have a card that matches the one on the discard pile, you must take a card from the draw pile. If the card you picked up can be played, you are free to put it down in the same turn. Otherwise, play moves on to the next person in turn. So this is what I have an issue with. I've always played keep picking up a
card. Until you get the one that you can match.
Yes.
And that's how you get most of the your hand. That's when you stack up your hand is when you pull 5 cards in a row that don't match in color or number.
So that is bizarre. It's just the once. Easy way out. And you just pick up one card. If you play it, you play it.
I wonder how this developed, by someone who has a penchant for torture and psychological mind games. Maybe. They're you know what? You have to draw one until, because I feel this would also maybe make it way too quick in terms of if the 500 points is the goal. If we play it our way, where you keep drawing until you can put one down, by the end, there's going to be people with pretty stacked hands. And like you said, that's going to end within 2 to 3 rounds. So I guess the one card draw makes sense. But if you're abandoning the math point values, I guess our way makes more sense, but that blows my mind.
Yeah,
that does shock me.
Those were the I've always played. You keep. I think it's more fun if you keep on.
No, I think it is too. It adds an element of risk to the game.
Especially if you're playing with a kid and their hands aren't big enough to hold it.
That's adorable.
They have in their hand. It is so funny. I would used to play it that I would get so many cards in the hand that I would start putting piles behind me. and just like sorting them that way.
That's so funny.
Thinking that my body also hid these cards from my opponent's point of view, which they probably did not. But yes, I would do
that. I also think that like drawing a card is not as like as scary when you only know you have to draw one. Because when your hand is starting to dwindle down and you're almost to that Uno, you're terrified. If you see that color pop up, it's not the color you have, you're scared. Because you know that if it doesn't get back to something you can handle by your turn, you could be completely out of the runnings because of that drawing pile. Mm-hmm. I think ours adds an element of risk that is lost on the original version.
Definitely. Okay. You may also choose not to play a playable card from your hand. If so, you must draw a card from the draw pile. If playable, that card can be put down in the same turn. However, you may not play any other card from your hand after the draw. Why wouldn't you want to play a playable card?
Yeah, I feel like I've also like played by the rules that if you have a card you can put down, you have to put down. That's just natural. I don't know why you would withhold a card. I mean, unless it was like a draw five. And then in that case, you would hold it and then pick up another one because if you wanted to use your draw five card later.
There's no draw five card.
You know what I mean.
Draw four.
Draw four. It's been a while.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to draw four card rules here in a second. Gosh. But
I'm sure there's going to be some stacking rules that have gone far off the books. We'll see.
That just threw me off guard. But that's the Let's Play section. Mm-hmm. Next, we go into the actual functions of the different cards that aren't the, 0 through 9, 1 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
There are zeros. So there's a draw two card. When you play this card, the next player must draw two cards and miss their turn. This card may only be played on a matching color or on another draw two card.
So you can't
stack. If turned up at the beginning of play, the same rule applies. So if the first card on top is a draw two card, the first person that plays, to the left of the dealer, starts their turn off by drawing two cards.
Which again,
and then they can't put one down. So they miss their turn.
Gotcha. I haven't played that. Wait, so I'm confused about the stacking rules with the plus two. So you can stack is what it's saying.
I don't think so, because it says the next player must draw two cards and miss their turn. It doesn't say that they can stack it. I think the thing is, if someone puts down, let's say, a draw two, then the next person draws two cards, and then the person after them also has a draw two card.
And they can...
Of a different color.
And they can put that down.
They can put that down, and the next person can just draw the two
Interesting.
Cards.
Interesting.
So... that's how I read it from
the
these
rules.
Directions. Uh-huh. But, yeah, sometimes I play the stacking rule, sometimes I haven't. Mm-hmm. It depends on who I'm playing with. I'm flexible. I'll go with either.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I guess it's not...
an official.
Stacking is not on this however long document. Reverse card. When you play this card, the direction of play reverses. If play is currently to the left, then play changes to the right and vice versa. This card may only be played on a matching color or on any other reverse card. If this card is turned up at the beginning of play, the dealer goes first, then play moves to the right instead of the left.
And I mean, technically you could stack these quote unquote by throwing them down. So I...
yeah.
No,
so
nothing shocking there.
The person that, was... technically the reverses can keep on going because no one really...
loses,
skipped. It just changes directions. So, skip card. When you play this card, the next player is skipped, loses their turn. This card may only be played on matching color or another skip card. If a skip card is turned up at the beginning of play, the player to the left of the dealer is skipped. Hence, the player to the left of that player starts play.
Gotcha.
So, similar thing. Again, you can keep on stacking the skip cards, but it just skips a player each time. Wild card. Not the draw four card, just the regular wild card. When you play this card, you get to choose the color that continues play. Any color, including the color in play before the wild card was laid down. You may play a wild card on your turn, even if you have another playable card in your hand. If a wild card is turned up at the beginning of play, the person to the left of the dealer chooses the color that continues play. So, I think that's pretty standard. Mm-hmm. I think wild cards, yeah. If you're playing by points, you want to get rid of those wild cards quick, because those are 50 points, and you don't want those in your hand. So, I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not playing points, you want to keep those until the end, because then you can yell Uno and put down a wild card. And
yeah, what a way to go.
You win. The wild draw 4 card. When you play this card, you get to choose the color that continues play, plus the next player must draw 4 cards from the draw pile and lose their turn. However, there is a hitch. You may only play this card when you do not have another card in your hand that matches the color on the discard pile.
Huh.
But it is acceptable to play this card if you have a matching number or action cards.
Interesting. I've always thought that you could just play it whenever.
Mm-hmm. If up at the beginning of play, return this card to the deck and pick another card.
Oh, so they don't want
to... that one should not...
It's too dangerous.
Cards. Yeah.
We can't let it start with the wild card.
No, that's... But note, there's another part of this.
Oh gosh, what is it?
If you suspect that a wild draw 4 card has been played on you illegally, i.e. the player has a matching card, color-wise, because number-wise, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't matter.
Getting kind of political here.
What
happens?
Then you may challenge that player. The challenge player must show you, the challenger, their hand. If guilty, the challenged player must draw the 4 cards instead of you. However, if the challenged player is innocent, you must draw the 4 cards plus an additional 2 cards.
Okay, so it's a pun. Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of trying to call somebody's bluff. There's a gambling mm-hmm. aspect here that isn't necessarily in the original. Okay.
Or it is in the original, and we just haven't known.
I guess not the actual, not the way you're supposed to play it, but in our original ways of playing it.
I guess we should reiterate here that I'm reading the rules off of The Office Uno. So whether these rules changed over the years or if it's still...
I assume they probably stay pretty consistent.
Yeah.
But maybe that's something to look into. A significant... changes to the Uno gameplay.
Like I have never played where you can challenge another player. Yeah.
I looked it up. There's been no rule added, but Uno did clarify, like you said, that draw 2s and draws 4s could not be stacked in October of 2020.
Mm.
But again, you read it from the rules and you didn't interpret it that way. However, when you read it to me, I for a second did interpret it that way. So I guess that clarification does help misguided players like myself mm-hmm. understand stacking rules.
Okay, here's the fun thing about the Office version of the game.
Oh, I'm excited about this one.
We have a wild Kevin's famous chili card. For those of you that love the Office as much as I do, there is a scene where Kevin spills his chili all over the office floor. I think even non-Office fans probably have seen a picture of this from somewhere. So, when you play this card, everyone must immediately drop all their cards. The last person to drop their cards must then draw 2 cards from the draw pile. This card is also a wild card, so you choose the color that resumes play. If this card is turned up at the beginning of play, the person to the left of the dealer chooses the color that begins play.
Oh,
so
fun.
Yes.
Any other cards significant that we should know about? Are we... good for gameplay.
Those are all the cards. So, going out.
Yes.
So, how you end the game. When you play your next to last card, you must yell Uno
mm-hmm.
to indicate that you have only 1 card left. If you don't yell Uno and you are caught before the next player begins their turn, you must draw 2 cards.
Oh, I've played it. Where that if someone calls Uno for you, you have to draw 2 cards.
So say I get down to one card. If someone says Uno before I can, I've played that you have to draw two cards. And that if you don't say Uno, but nobody catches you, you're safe.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar to you?
A little bit. I think I've played it both ways, but I think that's a similar house aspect. Rules, like, yeah. you're caught before you can say it, kind of a thing. But it also can get kind of tricky because what if you have two cards and
stacked. They're
stacked and you're like trying to trick somebody to false call you out on Uno? Have you?
I don't know.
Did you have a rule against that?
I don't think so. I don't think there's ever any malicious intent with those. Huh. But that does bring up a fair point. I don't think anybody's thought about that in mind. Like with the punishment for falsely calling out somebody's Uno. I would assume two cards draw would be fair.
Okay. Once a player has no cards left, the round is over, points are scored, and play starts over again. If the last card played in a round is a draw two or wild draw four card, the next player must draw the two or four cards respectively. These cards are counted when the points are totaled. If no player is out of cards by the time the draw pile is depleted, the discard pile is reshuffled and play continues.
Yeah.
Like that one is pretty standard. Mm-hmm. And then yeah. If you haven't played with points before, you probably don't know the second to last rule that I just said. Like I don't know. It's been a while since I played with points.
With us here in the studio today, we have Teresa Barden, senior psychology and sociology major. Teresa, thank you for coming to play Uno with us.
Thank you for having me.
I would like to play stacking rules. I'm partial to stacking plus fours. Is that
even the official rules? I would like to
defy official rules on this one.
Okay, you heard it here first at study break. We are saying no go to this official rule. We are stacking.
We don't acknowledge that.
So,
but we won't. We'll say just for fairness, we won't stack skips because those get really convoluted and complicated to stack. So no stacking skips, but plus twos and plus fours, we will stack. And then, okay. Is there any other house rule that we discuss?
Well, stacking. You would just play it as normal.
Yeah,
you can put a skip on top of a stick.
Yeah, but you can't, like, the skipped person can't
skip.
Put down
a
skip.
No,
that always gets convoluted.
Okay. Yeah.
But what was the other official rules that we kind of were baffled about? Because stacking is one thing we addressed. Now we have the point values in play. Was there anything else that we needed to establish before? What was one of the first? Was it one of the first ones? Or have we covered everything that we need to address in terms of shocking Uno things that we've learned?
How are we going to address the saying Uno situation?
I think we'll just play it by the official rules. Whereas, as long as you say it by the next cards laid down, you're fine.
There was one that we were
like, I know, there was like a house rule that I was shocked by. And that I
went. Oh, are we going to keep on picking up a card?
Yes, I want to do that.
Okay.
I think we should also break rules for
again,
there.
Again, no good on the no go on the just pick up one card if you don't have a card to match.
Weak.
We are risky here at study break, and we are going to continue on drawing until we have a playable card, because you should be considered lucky if that next card in the draw pile matches the one on the discard
pile. It's all about the gamble.
All right. Are we done establishing rules here? I would like to give some ASMR here.
I don't know how pleasant that sounds to those listening. But maybe a little aggressive ASMR. As we are going, though, I would like to share a few board game fun facts just to liven up the mood. So my first one is, which Hasbro game shared a name with an adult website which they eventually had to earn sole copyright of to avoid any awkward encounters?
I have a guess.
What is it?
Trouble.
It was not Trouble. Do you want to take a guess, Angeline?
I don't know. That was a good one. Sorry?
Not sorry.
Can we have a hint?
Okay.
Is sorry, even a Hasbro game?
I don't
I'm
know
not
if
even sure.
Trouble
okay.
is either.
Well, this game, it's obvious from the title. As soon as you hear the title, you're like, oh, of course that is. It's a classic game. I would say you probably would not play this as an adult, but as children, very popular game with children.
Candyland.
It is. It was Candyland. Oh. Hasbro had to sue for the rights to the name Candyland just because there was an adult film website by the same name.
Okay, okay.
The more you know.
What's going to be the first card into the discard pile?
It's a six, and it looks green.
It is a green six, and for anyone wondering about the office Uno, not a sponsor, it is a picture of Dwight with the elf hat and ears.
Teresa, you just got skipped.
Right off the bat.
Not looking good for you, Teresa.
The color has changed to yellow.
Right?
No, narrating Uno is not easy.
Oh, that's right. We have to give... Maybe you should have the sports people here.
Put down a yellow 7.
And I put down a yellow 4 with Jim Halpert on it.
I have a yellow skip, which has another Dwight.
Angeline, now I'm remembering why this card game is banned.
Angeline, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give you +2. And I have to ask you a question.
Jade is back.
My question is, what game is based off the Swahili word, which means to build. What is named after the Swahili word to build?
Jenga?
Yes. Which board game was banned in Cuba? This one also makes sense. Fidel Castro banned this board game in Cuba.
Trivial Pursuit.
I have no idea. Can we have a hint again?
Okay, considering that he was a communist leader, what board game would he want maybe banned? A board game that involves capitalism.
Monopoly?
Yes. Okay. Monopoly. Okay.
Like, what is going on? Is this a green or a blue?
Green.
That's a green.
I know, they're not as aggressive on the office version.
They are very similar colors. Put down a green 3 to match that.
All right, I'll put down a green 9.
Nice. And I will put down a green 3 and ask, how expensive do you think the world's most expensive Monopoly board was sold for?
$5,000. I don't know.
A lot more than that. It was crafted with 23-karat gold, rubies, sapphires, and diamonds.
Well, you know what? Teresa could think about that while she is drawing 2 cards.
Angeline, these are fighting words. I think this has been about 3 turns now where you have just dumped on me.
And did you have an answer, Teresa?
I have no idea. I'm going to say $23,000.
Way more than that.
$1 million.
$2 million for 23-karat gold, ruby, sapphires, and diamonds. I wonder if they actually played it, whoever bought this, or whoever ended up with this Monopoly board, this outrageously expensive Monopoly board. Do you think they play it? Do you think they enjoy it? Or do you think it's like an antique piece?
I would not. I think that's displayed somewhere.
Yeah, I
agree.
I think that's in like
a glass case.
I don't know. I feel like I would want to, just for the flex, bust out the $2 million 23-karat gold board game for game night. And it's my turn. Unfortunately, I don't have anything else to put down, so I'm sorry, Angeline. I think that is a wild card because it has the things at the top. And I'm changing the color to pink.
I need the draw pile.
I'm kind of in the middle of the card, so I'll hand those over to you. Oh, fun. This one's fun. This board game was invented by a sophomore at the University of Illinois in 1962 as a part of a class assignment to invent a game.
I know this, but I can't think of it right now.
I will say this game is quite shocking.
I know that was a hint, but I'm still not. I'm still not grabbing it.
It is Operation. Operation.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it was invented by a University of Illinois sophomore.
I had a Shrek version of Operation.
Oh, I had that exact one. Wow. All
right.
And then, Teresa.
I'm putting down
an 8.
An 8.
I'm putting down a 7.
I have a 6.
Wow. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to skip you.
Absolutely hateful.
Well, I couldn't stack skips because
I would have been able to stack them.
It didn't work in my favor either, so. Oh, we're in our first drawing match.
Oh gosh, poor Angeline.
I lost count already. Ooh, yay. Blue. I put down a wild card, by the way. Wild.
I'm sorry to have to do this. I'm gonna change the color again. I'm going to say back to purple.
You know what? I can live with that. All right. This one's maybe less of a board game. I guess it's technically made by Hasbro. But This musician adopted his stage name after a Ouija board told him he was the reincarnation of a 17th century witch. Given this artist, this makes a lot of sense. Classic rock artist. Okay. Uno. But it's Alice Cooper.
Okay.
I have to draw.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six cards?
Something 11 good. Cards?
11 and cards?
Jade has one.
I'm about to have multiple, though.
I wasn't here for the rules. Can you remind me again, not to expose my deck, what the Kevin Chili card does?
Okay, so if you put that down, everyone has to drop their cards. The last person to do it has to draw two cards.
And I can play it on any color, or does the color have to match?
You play it on any color because it's a wild card. So you get to also choose the next color.
This is like the holy grail of all cards. Okay, well, I guess I'll play the Kevin Chili since I just exposed that I have it.
Okay, until it's placed. And
you have to drop two cards.
Wait, oh, I have to play two. Oh, that it says so everyone. Unfortunate. Okay.
Can you also pick the color pink?
I will. I'll pick the color pink.
No, I thought you wouldn't agree to that because I lied. I don't have anything pink.
That kind of sucks.
Oh, dang it. I thought I would like mind game it. Although lucky for me, the first card on top was pink. Oh, two journalists.
Uno, you didn't say Uno. Pick up two.
Oh, no. You got me. I forgot. Do you have to recall it every time you get Uno again?
Yes, you
Dang
do.
It. Jeez.
I am sorry.
You were waiting.
Oh, I was waiting for that because I played my card, too. I was ready, and I apologize to
I thought
the
you,
eardrum.
I thought you were calling Uno for yourself. And I was like, there's no way you
like
have an Uno.
12 cards. No,
I guess
you
it's
didn't
back to
call
you,
it.
Teresa.
Play a blue two.
Blue two?
Green two?
Green two. Maybe.
Aw, dang it. Yeah, this is my...
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed. Dang, I really should not have... I should not have agreed to this rule. Like I said, I knew this was coming. All right, well, it's yellow now. But two and journalists invented this board game after they were shocked by the price of Scrabble.
Words with Friends?
No, you actually mentioned this board game already.
Well, this isn't fair because I wasn't here for that.
No, you were in the studio.
Are we sure about
she,
that?
She guessed it for one of the previous board game questions.
Trivial Pursuit.
It was Trivial Pursuit. Okay. Two journalists invented Trivial Pursuit. I've never played it. I actually don't know how to play it.
I haven't either. Is that the
Trivial
one?
Pursuit? I think I have. I had a Nickelodeon Trivial Pursuit.
Skipping Angeline for calling my Uno.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this board game was invented to cheer up children living in polio wards.
Shoots and ladders.
No, it also has been a board game that we've already mentioned tonight.
Trouble.
Not Trouble. It also is your turn, I think?
Yeah.
It is not Trouble.
I have no other guesses.
It has already been mentioned.
Are there repeat answers, by chance?
This is a repeat answer, yes.
Candyland.
It is Candyland. Candyland was invented for children with polio, and then Hasbro had to sue the adult film stars for the rights of it. Oh, how far we have fallen.
All right. I am playing Kevin Chili. Ooh, that was about a tie.
Teresa would have to be the one to call it.
I gotta go with... Who has fewer cards? I'm gonna be kind about it. Who has fewer cards?
I think if it's a tie, what if we reabsorb the card into your deck to be played later?
Okay, and we just skip my turn? Well, can I still name a color?
Yeah, you can name a color and let's say you can name a color and put a card down. And the next time the chili pops up, we'll just keep the same color.
Alright. Yellow.
Okay. Reverse.
reverse.
Back to me. Don't mind if I do. I'll play a Pam 3.
I do not have any Pams.
Oh, sucks to
Sorry, I played a Kevin Chili card.
Also, I think everything went flying. So
everything went flying.
I think this is...
I did not have any.
Any of that? Okay.
I don't think I had a yellow one.
I had yellow. I definitely had yellow.
Who's the real winner here?
Oh my God.
Our cards got mixed up.
I don't know what I had yellow for sure.
I thought I had like all greens and blues.
Okay, I don't think I had any. Let's lay down these cards and see if we can piece together which
I
one.
I know I didn't have a three because I couldn't play it. But I feel like I had more than this. I don't know.
You know what?
We'll just stick with that.
Teresa had to draw two, so you know it is what it is at this point.
The color is blue. My choice of color is blue.
All right, I drew mine. Do I go now, or does it skip Jade, I'm assuming?
Yeah, no, you go now. You
I
go
still
now.
Go?
Yeah.
Right. Sure, why not? We've pretty much abandoned the rules.
Yeah, we really have. Okay. I'm gonna play a plus four. Sorry about that.
We said we were gonna tell everyone here how to play it. We did not say that we were gonna play it in
correct
that way.
Yeah.
What color did you say?
This is an appropriate question to ask. The original name for the US board game blank is Mensch Ärgere Dich Nicht. Translated to, man, don't get frustrated. A nod to the game's mechanics being random, frustrating, and not fun. A German translation is, man, don't get frustrated.
Scrabble?
Sorry.
I was about to guess that, but I thought I was getting kind of annoying guessing it, like, for every answer.
But the German word for sorry is, I mean, there's a couple of different ways to say it. I've never heard it in that way. One way is es tut mir leid, and then another way is Entschuldigung. So I don't know what they're calling sorry over there in Germany, but it's not one of those. What was the color?
Oh yeah, what is the
it's
color?
It's just a plus four, is it?
It's a wild. You also
get to change the color.
I'm gonna say yellow then.
I also put down a wild draw four card, so
payback.
Teresa needs to draw four cards, and
yeah, take
I'm
that.
Going to call it back to blue.
Okay, and I'm going to place down my one blue card that I may or may not have gotten from Angeline.
Who knows at
Who
this
knows
point?
At this point?
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn again.
Reverse it back to you.
Reverse it back to you, my good lady.
This is all right. Getting kind of hateful.
That was really me. That was a Kevin Chili card.
What color are you changing it to?
Pink.
Nice. It's all coming together.
The reverse.
Yeah. So that goes back to me, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. Found a pink one.
Pink five.
Wait. Okay. Changing direction.
Yeah. It's okay. Aggressive.
Pink four.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
Uno. Ooh. What is it? I can't quite see it.
It's blue four.
Blue four.
Ugh, jeez. Having to censor myself on here. Plus four, plus L, plus ratio.
Oh my god.
We're changing it to yellow. Hopefully it doesn't benefit Angeline. Ah, it doesn't. Ha ha ha.
I do not have a yellow for anyone to ask. And now I no longer have only one card.
Was right within your grasp, but you squandered.
She in fact has many cards now.
Yeah.
Oh god. Jeez.
There you go.
I
just gave you a yellow.
Plus two.
All right.
Okay.
But I also now have six cards, so I think you got what you wanted.
Yeah.
Not as bad as it looked from over here.
Nice. That's what I like to see. It's a blue zero.
Blue eight. Oh my gosh.
You just throwing it at me?
Yep. Blue eight.
Am I your servant?
I put down a blue draw too. To my good friend Jade.
Best friend.
I'm gonna do a pink draw too.
And my revenge is served. Ooh, nice. I changed the color to pink. Yeah, Uno is an insanely long game. I couldn't see it.
So she placed the Kevin Chili card face down.
Context clues.
And I did not do it on purpose. This is slander.
So that's the only way I knew to drop my card is because I saw Teresa drop hers.
That's just cruel and unusual
punishment.
What's
the color?
Blue.
Okay, cool. I am going to skip Jade.
Eight.
And I can't stack skips. Blue. Darn it.
I have an eight blue. Oh. I have a reverse blue and Uno.
I have two blue.
I have plus two blue. That's what you get.
Now I also need cards.
Oh, gosh. Guess what the record number of Monopoly players is? Most people playing the game at the same time. Most
10?
3,000.
What?
I think it means like simultaneously playing the game, not in one. Yeah. I don't think it means in one spot.
I was like, what?
Because it's like, how would you have all the board pieces? I misread it first as well.
Many number of people.
Yeah. Oh, that's like so sweet of you. Give me a lovely little plus two.
Okay.
Okay, because
I couldn't
Uno.
Play anything anyway.
Oh, I almost forgot.
You were holding it in a way I wasn't paying attention to you.
You might need to reshuffle.
Yes, we will probably need to reshuffle. Yes, we need to reshuffle because I have six cards, none of which can be played. So, has anyone done the Wordle today?
I have.
We are getting close to the new Wordle of the...
You're right.
So, we did Friday, February 25th. So that is today when we are recording this. So, we are nearing Saturday, February 26th.
I got this one surprisingly easily.
Me as well.
So, I think I got it on the fourth try. Yeah.
I think that... Okay, then I would say that's probably impressive for the word as well. I put my cards into there.
No, they're right there. They're right there.
I thought I shuffled my own cards into the discard deck, which would have been a nightmare. But no, the word for today was vivid. And they say it's like confirmation bias that everyone thinks it's difficult. I think it has gotten more difficult since the New York Times took it over.
It has definitely.
The last card we had was a pink plus two.
Oh. No, it was it was a yellow something.
Let's just let this decide.
No.
No.
Okay, fine. Find yellow something, but then a yellow.
There we go.
I win.
Oh, congrats. Okay. All right, let's tally up your points.
All right.
We'll probably have to call it at that. Jeez, yeah. That was brutally long. But let's just for giggles.
Wrong. So Teresa won, our guest of the day.
Thank you again for tuning into this board game episode and listening to us go through the rules of Uno and then also our triumphs, the epic highs and lows of college Uno.
Yes, I hope everyone enjoyed listening to us playing as well as the rules. So figure out what rules you would like to keep and which rules you change. If there are any other variations of Uno that you enjoy playing, we would love to hear about it. So definitely leave it in the comments.
And
anything, yeah.
We will see you next week when we cover more compelling and urgent pop culture information. Until that point, I'm your host, Jade Sewell.
And I am the editor-in-chief, Angeline Schmelzer.